Is Dr. Stant dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Taylor Strickland? On 4/5/23, Mrs. Strickland performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airway obstruction, period. There was poor effort after bronchodilators, period. The paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, six-minute walk test on Patricia Carney. On 4/5/23, Mrs. Carney performed a six-minute walk test, period, prior to ambulating. A room air saturation was 98%, period. Patient achieved 112 meters in 6 minutes, at which time her saturation was 91%, period. Patient did stop at 3 minutes and 54 seconds due to dyspnea, but was able to complete the test. Period. Next is pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Linda Willis. This goes to Dr. Galthier. On 4/5/23, Mrs. Willis performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/30/22, there's been no significant change, period, in paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, six-minute walk test on Janetta Kirby. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 4/5/23, Mrs. Kirby performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 327 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 92%, period, of paragraph impression. Mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next, six-minute walk test on Pamela Evans. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 4/5/23, Mrs. Evans performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 98%, period. Patient did achieve 222 meters in 6 minutes, period. At 2 minutes and 46 seconds, she desaturated to 87%. Recovered spontaneously and resumed walking, period. The patient rested again at 5 minutes and 36 seconds, period, of paragraph impression. Severe exercise intolerance with transient demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Donna Johnson. This goes to Heather Goldfuss, comma, PA. On 4/5/23, Mrs. Johnson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction. Here, the air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/2/22, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Denise Holland. That goes to Dr. Bill Cook. On 4/5/23, Mrs. Holland performed a pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. The paragraph impression, at minimal restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity noted, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Doris Hatch. This goes to Dr. Bo Cook. On 4/5/23, Mrs. Hatch performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period, of paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period.